I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical. Of all the advancements of the 20th century, the advent of recording technology has affected the world of music like no other. For centuries, classical music was the privilege of the rich and powerful. It was relegated to the church, concert hall, opera house, or salon. But today, we can access the masterpieces of any era, anytime, anywhere, played by the world's most talented musicians. The story of recording begins in 1857 with the French inventor Edouard Léon Scott de Martinville. He developed the phonautograph. This machine used a comb to capture sound and transfer it to a stylus that carved a path through soot-covered paper. It was supposed to show the wave that sound creates and could not play the sound back to you. Today, with our technology, we have scanned that paper and have attempted to recreate the first examples of a recorded human voice. We believe that this is Scott himself singing the French folk song Au Clair de la Lune on April 9, 1860. In 1877, Thomas Edison patented the phonograph.
I am the Edison phonograph.
This device could record sound and play it back. It used cylinders coated in tin or wax, and the stylus either etched into the cylinder for recording or followed a pre-etched path for playback. It was originally meant for office use or business communication, but it soon became apparent that there was a market for entertainment on this device. The drawback was that pre-recorded cylinders were difficult to reproduce. 10 years later, the gramophone, created by Emil Berliner, introduced a horizontal disc for recording and playback. This format made reproduction much simpler. Until the 1920s, most recording and playback devices were purely mechanical, wind-up machines with varying speeds. Recording took place around the cone of the machine itself. There was no mixing or post-production. In fact, due to restrictions of the technology, it was sometimes necessary to have the musicians play to multiple devices or perform the same piece over and over again in order to ensure an adequate amount of copies for sale. Also, certain instruments recorded better than others. Brass instruments like the trumpet or tuba were much more successful on these devices than the cello or double bass. All of this changed with the creation of electrical recording and the microphone. This device leveled the playing field of instruments and increased the entire range of what could be recorded. Recordings began to sound more and more like a live performance. Find out more about the history of recording music and follow the timeline at vpr.net/classical.